This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
And we are coming to you absolutely live from the Victorian Pride Centre in this Joy's 31st year. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's longest running news and current affairs show since 1996. And we proudly bring you the 6th of April edition of Saturday Magazine from Melbourne. Paul is on panel. I'm Macca. Special thanks to our executive producer, Fiona Brooke. What a legend she is. And our podcaster, James. And also today, panel operator, but also co-host, Paul. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm very good, Macca. Good morning to you. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, I'm looking forward to today's show.
It's a great show because coming up soon, Sally Capp, Lord Mayor of Melbourne, she's coming into the studio. And I know we spoke to her. I didn't, but...
I did.
Paul did. Last week about her decision not to stand for election again. But we're going to talk to her about what's going on in the city of Melbourne as well. Peter Khalil, the member for Wills. And we're going to talk...
Bit of a serious topic there. Peter's going to be talking to us about the aid workers that were sadly killed in Gaza trying to deliver aid to
Well,
the,
some might say killed, but I might use another term, but I won't say it on air. Then Georgie Purcell, Animal Justice MP. We're going to talk about duck hunting. I don't know why you can call it duck hunting. You know, it's a bit of an uneven match. A little duck, you know, that's about, let's say, 30 centimetres long, and a person with a double-barreled shotgun below them. I don't call that hunting.
No. Poor little ducks.
Poor little ducks. Then Anne Mann, a journalist and social philosopher, and she's written a new book, and there is a trigger warning for this. This is at 11:29, Crimes of the Cross. And it's particularly about historical child sexual abuse in the Anglican Church in the Newcastle area. So please, if that subject is going to distress you and you don't want to listen, don't. Then Michelle McNamara, who's Treasurer and Chair of an Advisory Committee at Transgender Victoria, and going to talk to us about the City of Banyule, LGBTQIA+. There's a committee there, a senior social group. Really interesting, you know, how this has come along and, you know, what it's doing, and congratulations to the City of Banyule for this initiative. So what else has been in the news this week, Paul? We see Channel 7 or the defamation trial.
So to set the scene, this is the trial where
Bruce Lerman
had taken to court Channel 10 and
Lisa Wilkinson,
because they're saying that she had defamed Bruce.
Yes.
And as part of that proceedings...
There's a whole lot of... We have to be really careful here.
I know. This is court reporting.
There's a whole lot of material that has come out, alleged material. Unusually, the judge who was due to make his judgment, deliver his judgment next week, has actually given rare permission for further evidence to be introduced to the defamation trial. This is very, very unusual. So I'm sure you've all read the reports. I did actually watch the Channel 7 news the other night, and it didn't seem to really be covered.
Oh, that's surprising. Because the guy giving evidence was a producer. I'm surprised about that.
Yes. Why Channel 7 wouldn't...
What I find most surprising
Hang
is...
Hang on, what's this?
Oh, Macca.
Someone's getting a massage.
What I find most surprising is the allegations that have been made of the procurement of drugs or the procurement of masseuse services. They don't seem to have any evidence for... And they've I think, allegedly called them pre-production expenses. But therefore, you wouldn't have an expense. But hang on, what were you producing? And the documentation that was again alleged supplied by Mr. Lerman to said producer, doesn't have, because he was asked to delete all that information from his laptop. So he's giving us all these stories, And I don't see a lot of evidence that has been discussed. But, you know, who am I? I'm not a lawyer.
Look, the judge made a decision to allow this evidence to be admitted very late in the trial, whilst he was actually probably drafting his judgment. And this is very unusual. Anyway, so there's that. But as I said, I watched the Channel 7 news and I couldn't actually see any mention of it. Isn't that strange?
Indeed.
Another news story. The Pope is seeking immunity in Victorian courts over him being found to be partly responsible for the actions of a pedophile priest.
I hadn't seen that pop up. So is that a new legal application?
It is, and it has implications internationally. And I should say this is a civil damages claim. So
does that mean so this would set some sort of precedent,
yes.
I guess, if it hasn't been happening anywhere else in the world?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's particularly around Indigenous victims of a jailed priest. And, of course, you know, the church, nothing to see here. Nothing to see here.
It's just a very interesting legal case. So I think that's definitely one worth watching, because I think, you know, we don't need to document exactly what's been going on in the Catholic Church globally, but it would seem like a very odd application to make.
It is. And coming up, we're going to speak with Melbourne's only elected female Lord Mayor to date, Sally Capp. But we did speak to Sally last week about...
Fiona and I had a quick chat to Sally following the announcement. But why don't we just talk to our guests about who's on the show today?
Yeah.
And then we can take a short break and then we can talk to our guests.
Okay, so following Sally Von Capp, Peter Khalil, the member for Wills, and he's going to talk to us about...
Oh, sorry, we did do this. What am I talking about?
We did.
Sorry.
Yeah, we did.
That's anyway, losing my marbles.
So Peter Khalil's coming up just before 11. After 11, Georgie Purcell, Animal Justice Party, talking about the murder of ducks by boofheads. And Anne-Marie, social journalist and philosopher, that new book, Crimes of the Cross, about historical child sexual abuse in the Anglican Church in the Newcastle area. And then Michelle McNamara talking to us about a new LGBTQIA plus seniors group in the city of Banyule, and what a great initiative this is.
Now, you can join the conversation this morning by sending us a message, 0427 569 949, or you can email onair@joy.org.au.
You could.
Just like John, thank you for your message, John. Thank you for your message. I'm not going to read it out.
Yes. And to anyone who's listening, thank you. And we know that Sally is always very, very popular. Whether it's here or down the peninsula, we know that you love us speaking with Sally. And I was away last week. I was in Singapore. I'm not going to talk about where I stayed, right? I'm not going to talk about anything other than I had a fabulous time. And
you're working over there, Mac.
I was working as well. But, you know, there are a couple of things. It's 3-hour time difference. It takes you a while. It's like when you go to New Zealand, you know, the time difference, particularly going to sleep, it really messes with your head. More so than if you're, you know, 12 or 15 hours difference. But it's the humidity that gets you, not the heat, because it's normally around 30, 33 degrees, which, you know, I can deal with quite well, but it's the humidity. And you step outside the air conditioning, it's like, oh, my God. You know, and your glasses missed up and you've just had a shower and you think, oh, I need another shower.
But it sounds awful,
the people that live there, they're used to it. And, of course, you see people wearing suits and stuff and I'm like, heck, granted, they're lightweight suits, but how can you do it? Here's me paddling down the street in shorts and...
You're on Joy 94.9, but we'll be talking about Macca's travels anymore. Stay with us.
Right.
When we come back, we're going to be talking to Sally Capp.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.